From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Zimbabwe's newly installed President Emmerson Mnangagwa has appointed senior military officials to top posts in his cabinet. Members of the opposition were excluded from the 22-member cabinet, dashing hopes Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Many of the other cabinet members are holdovers from Mugabe's government. Main opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai told the Associated Press there had been no dialogue with the new administration. He said Mnangagwa has just a very small window to demonstrate how he is different from his predecessor and whether he'll deliver on national expectations of change. A group of four heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday, killing at least nine and wounding 35 others. Doctors say most of the victims are students. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the deadly assault on the facility they believe is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists dressed in female burqas lasted several hours and all the militants were killed. In the U.S. Congress, Senate Republicans have delayed a final vote on an overhaul of the U.S. tax code in order to add language to satisfy a small group of fiscal hawks whose support is needed. The majority leader said that further votes would occur later on Friday. Republicans have only a two-seat majority in the Senate, and three defections would torpedo the bill given unified Democratic opposition. The underlying proposal would permanently cut taxes on businesses and temporarily cut taxes on wages and salaries. This is